Hello, welcome to Teachers Talking Tech. I'm Eric Robinson.
I'm Mike Brown.
Today we're going to be talking about Edpuzzle.
So what's Edpuzzle? Well, what Edpuzzle is it's a newer platform. It's been around a couple years, and it gives you the ability to use video in your classroom, and it really solves some of the problems that you may have when you're trying to use video in the classroom. There's a lot of great sources for video out there, educational video, but oftentimes teachers, myself included, will end up just putting a video on, but not necessarily using it as a teaching tool. And Edpuzzle is going to help you keep the kids engaged, and you can even make it interactive with the kids with Edpuzzle, correct?
Yes, yeah. Yes. And, you know, I think that that's a good point. I think that video, when we were young especially, was used as like a unit wrap-up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? Or it
was like a culminating activity and probably a break for the teacher to get something done.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Where now you're using smaller video, but you're using it more often. There's blended learning, right? Mm-hmm. So you're either making a screencast or you're saying, hey, I'm going to share out a 10-minute video or 15-minute video that I want you to use about something or watch about something rather than maybe a 30 or 45-minute video, you know, as a culminating activity.
Right. And I know as you're using video, one of the things I've always wanted to do is think, gosh, could these kids be doing, instead of me putting it up on the board in the front of the classroom, could they be doing it on their devices, pausing in the middle, having discussion with each other? Could I be interjecting discussion with them? And how do you do that screencasting aspect with real video that's already out there, especially if you don't own the video? And Edpuzzle allows you to do that.
Yeah, that's a great point, too, because, I mean, there are some things that you make on your own, right? You make a screencast for a math lesson or something like that. But if you're doing, let's say, a science lesson on the water cycle.
Right.
There might not be a reason you need to recreate the wheel or reinvent the wheel.
There's a lot of amazing videos out there already, and they're going to be way better than my crappy videos that I'm going to do in my classroom. So,
now, here's the thing. So here's an example of Edpuzzle. So let's say you want to share a video with your kids about the water cycle. All right. However, so if your kids are watching this on their own, it can be hard to check for understanding, right? They usually have to wait till the end and then have them either do an exit slip or some kind of assessment to see, like, did they even watch it? Mm-hmm. Or like you were saying, sometimes you don't do anything at all.
Right.
You know, you might just
hope that they absorbed it through osmosis or whatever.
That's right. And sometimes waiting till the very end of a video to do a quiz can be hard, especially if it's a little longer video.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot to take in, and your kids don't know what you want them looking for sometimes
within
the video. There's just so much going on. So with Edpuzzle, here's how it looks. Your kids get a YouTube video, let's say, and then I interject audio and quizzes within the video and to make it more interactive, okay? And so, for example, I share this video, and then at the beginning, it's my voice saying, hey, kids, this video is all about the water cycle. And what I want you looking very closely to is whatever it is, precipitation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key word I want you listening for. And you kind of set them up in that right frame of mind, you know? And then the video starts playing. And then after like 2 minutes, all of a sudden, that word comes up. You can either stop the video again and ask a question like, hey, did you notice? Think to yourself, what is precipitation? So you're actually asking them those maybe higher level thinking questions while the video is going.
And this is right in Edpuzzle. So I don't have to go up, press pause on their iPad or my iPad or the device on the board or whatever. You set this up ahead of time.
Exactly.
So when it hits that marking point on the video, it automatically stops. Your voice kicks in.
Yep.
You pre-recorded it and it asks the kids those questions.
Exactly. And then on top of that, you can put quizzes within the video, same way, you mark them at a certain time, and you could put a quick multiple choice question and answers, or a quick paragraph or statement where the kids have to type in the answer, all right? And so it makes them stop and think within the video.
That built-in check for understanding.
Yeah. So now all of a sudden, if you, let's say you had a 10-minute video, if you had three or four stops in there, all of a sudden, they're more engaged.
Mm-hmm.
There's less of this just like where they fall asleep for 10 minutes or they zone out, which we've all seen kids do with TV or video, where they might not be paying attention.
And video is so powerful because we can take them to places that we can't take them into in our classrooms.
Yeah.
But like you said, the big problem is, do they zone out? Are they paying attention? Do they view it as free time or a break?
Yeah.
And we wanted to use it as teaching.
Yeah, and I would probably use this during centers.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can set the video up for them right in the video, then all of a sudden, they're like, you know, they don't need to have me set up the whole class and tell them what it is.
Mm-hmm.
They can be doing it in a small group or something like that. And I don't have to get into film editing. I don't need to use iMovie
right.
to like edit my face into the middle of something or do some crazy stuff because it's all right in within Edpuzzle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's get into the actual platform. What does it look like? Kind of how do you use it? So this is a platform you can use on any web-based device.
Okay, so Edpuzzle is web-based. It's not an app.
Yeah, it's not, well, it is an app, but it's not. It's okay. Kind of, so you can go to edpuzzle.com, and this is where you would go to set up your video.
Gotcha.
So as the teacher, you are doing your editing and finding of videos on the website.
Mm-hmm.
If your kids are using Chromebooks or laptops, they would also go to Edpuzzle to log into their student accounts.
Okay.
With iOS, there is an app, but all the app really does is allows them to view the video.
Just basically shortcuts to the website?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So if you have your kids log in using the iOS app one time, they're logged in. When they tap it, it opens up, shows the assignments you've given them or the videos, and then when they press play, it allows all those things that you built into the video mm-hmm. to come up for the kids.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. in Edpuzzle,
yeah.
you have a search bar, search engine built in, and you can pull from YouTube or there's a variety of choices that you can search right through the website.
Exactly.
As you're building your content.
Exactly.
You don't have to go out and search YouTube on your own and find the clip and copy and paste it in or any of that. It's all right in Edpuzzle.
Yeah. So let's take you through how you'd build one, right? So
sorry, I made a jump the gun.
No, that's all good, man. Yeah. That's all good.
That was the part I really thought was awesome because
that's
such a time saver.
It is. I mean, so when you click to create a new video, the first thing it's going to do is it will give you some guidance. It'll say, hey, do you want to add audio? Do you want to add a quiz? And it kind of walks you through some of those things as you go, which is nice. The second thing is that you will send a link or code to your class. And it's also, I believe, it'll work through Edmodo, which we don't use, but mm-hmm. it's a classroom management app.
Google Classroom.
Site. Google Classroom, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And however you connect
can
your class to
can we do it through
it,
Seesaw, which is our favorite app, by the way?
You could, but you probably would just use
just
the
use
app.
The app.
Yeah, yeah, it's that just makes easier.
Sense.
Mm-hmm. So your class would join, and then you create and you add the video. So when you add the video, it's going to ask you, are you trying to add a local video off your device,
mm-hmm.
or are you adding it from a website? So there are a number of websites that let you add from YouTube, Khan Academy, National Geographic, anything that somebody's put into Edpuzzle and made public as well. And then you add that video. Then after that, it will ask you to add stops within your video. So then you go through and you just have a slider bar at the bottom. You slide, like say, I want to add audio. Okay, you slide it to the point in the video you want to add it. Click on the little speaker. And you just record yourself.
Record your comment.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. And if you're on a laptop or you're on a Chromebook, you're going to need to remember to update your settings to allow your microphone to be used by Edpuzzle. It's going to – you'll have to do it one time, and then it will remember those settings. But that is a little trick. It won't matter for anything else. But anyway, so you'll add the stops in your video. You can add quizzes anywhere in the video. The last thing that's kind of cool is you can click a little checkbox to prevent skipping or scrubbing.
Okay.
So your kids, it will not allow them to zip forward and backwards.
For those stinker doodles that I'm done.
That's right. So you can actually make it so they have to watch the video without any skipping,
mm-hmm.
which is good and bad. I mean, it's good in that you know they're watching it. It could be bad if you want them to go back and re-listen.
To go back and listen again, yeah.
Yeah. So the last thing you'll do is you'll sign the content. And then your kids will see it on their app or their device when they log in, like, hey, your teacher has assigned something new. So two questions that teachers out there, people out there might be wondering right now would be, how can I tell how kids did on the quiz?
Okay.
You know, is there feedback on that? Second thing is, what happens if they get answers wrong within it? If the kids get something wrong, it will tell them right away in the quiz. It'll say, oh, this is the right answer.
Good.
With the
immediate feedback.
Exactly. And with the text, they just put it in. Second thing is, within the site, you can go to the grade book, and it will show you the kid's name, it will show you what questions they got right and wrong,
mm-hmm.
and it will show you the text that they put in for their short answer.
Right.
So you can basically assess all right from there how your kids you know, how much they got out of that video.
Right.
So basically, you've turned video from being something that's either passive, you turn it into being active. You've also saved yourself time potentially because you're not having to create all this content from scratch. You're just basically using something that was already built and you're just adding a little bit to it.
Right.
And that's it.
And how great if, you know, to use this to enhance a lesson on a day maybe you're not going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just now all of a sudden, just because the substitute that you got maybe isn't the greatest substitute in the world,
maybe
that day's not completely lost. Yeah. They're actually getting some direct instruction from you.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, again, this is called Edpuzzle. It's web-based. There is an app for iOS, again, that you can get that'll basically get your kids into the content. But as a teacher, you can't really create new content from your iPad, okay? It is free. I should add that.
Free.
It is free. There are some platforms within it. You can pay for it. It gets more to like, is your whole school using this product? Would you like to host a video?
Right.
There are some things you can pay for it, but the basic level as an educator, it is free.
Okay.
So wonderful, wonderful product. Well, hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. I hope you get a chance to use Edpuzzle with your kids this year. And I hope it goes really well for you. We'd love to hear your feedback. You can contact us on Facebook at Teachers Talkin' Tech. I will put a run through all about Edpuzzle on YouTube shortly. You can search for us right on YouTube, Teachers Talkin' Tech as well. And then at Twitter.
At Teach Some Tech.
That's right.
Always tries to trick me with that one.
That's right.
Before we close this podcast out, Eric, Eric's got some news.
Oh, yes.
Eric was recently, I'll let you tell everybody. This is a great accomplishment for Eric. I'm really proud of him.
Yeah, so this is pretty awesome. I got notification that I was awarded a 2017 an Apple Distinguished Educator Award, which is fantastic. I was really honored and humbled. I mean, it's something that that I honestly was amazed when I got it. Yeah, I was kind of like
blown. It's well-deserved. He does a phenomenal job with the tech and the Apple stuff in our building, and he's a leader in our not only our building but our entire district.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Well deserved.
Thank you. And, you know, I was really excited about it. And actually, for people out there listening, too, if you're interested in looking into being an Apple Distinguished Educator, it's come and gone for this year, but you can search for it online, and Apple does have some things about how to apply, and if you're interested.
And you start by earning the Apple Teacher designation, correct?
You do, and actually, we could actually do a podcast all about becoming an Apple Teacher. It's fairly easy to do, and it's a great little, you know, kind of a little badge you can put on your resume that you are an Apple teacher. Kind of cool. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Once again, this was Eric Robinson.
I'm Mike Brown.
See ya. Sweet.
All right. That's good.
All right.